with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're getting out in your backyard, firing up a grill or a smoker. Create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. We are talking all about homebrewed beer, and we've got a couple experts in the studio with Barbecue Bob and I, so we're going to let them keep this education train going. What you thinking, Bob?
Yeah, I'm thinking that Mr. Siciliano needs to give me a little more of that Saison and tell us, please, who brewed this beer? That is fantastic.
Right, I'm going to give the bottle to John. He can fill you up. Oops.
Not that one. We already drank that one.
Oh, here we go.
So who brewed this?
One of my employees, Mark Iacopelli, brewed the pail that we had previously and the Saison that we're drinking now. And if you guys are really good today, I'm going to let you try his lambic. It's a gold award-winning gold medal lambic that he took a gold medal in the Siciliano's competition a couple of years ago.
You have to bring him to deer camp as well.
I think we might destroy him. He's too young.
Well, let's talk a little bit with you first about the equipment, because you sell a lot of brewing equipment.
We do, and in the previous segment, you I think Jot mentioned that it's really not very expensive to get into the hobby of homebrewing. We have a couple of kits that we like starting folks on. One is it's $105. It's called a basic brewing kit. Includes pretty much all your basic equipment. Then we have another one for $135, and the main difference between the two is the higher price kit comes with a 5-gallon brew pot, which you need. If you're a guy at home and your wife will let you use a brew pot or one of your pots to brew, that's fine. But if not, we suggest the higher price kit. So, and again, not very expensive. Equipment lasts a long time unless you drop the glass carboys. Hopefully not with beer in it. I've heard those horror stories before, and I'm sure John can attest to that.
Right.
Oh, I've heard some horror stories in brewing.
Well, Jop's putting a whole new kitchen in my house, okay?
So, Jop is?
Yeah. Okay. So when my range, I got at Garrett's just a few years ago, but we're going to get a bigger one. So that one that I've got is really good.
Ooh.
That baby's going in the garage.
That's nice. Beautiful.
Myself up for retirement.
Yep. He's never going to leave the garage. He's going to have big hairy beard and all this other stuff. He's just be sitting in there brewing beer all day.
We got divorced 5 years ago, but I got the garage.
I can see you putting a 6-tap kegerator out there.
Wouldn't that be nice?
There we go. Yeah, one of those freezers, those keezers, right? Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so Steve, people can get into the hobby here of brewing, but the equipment is just part of it. Then the ingredients are the other part, and that's where John comes in, is that – walk us through the basic ingredients, if you will. We talked about a little bit in the last segment, but
sure.
What is the let's start with the water, because you said you're somewhat of a water scientist, and sure. How does the average guy know if his water's good or not?
Well, there's any water can brew good beer. A couple key things though are getting the chlorine out, and you can do that with carbon filtration. You can also do it by adding Camden tablets to the water, and that kind of neutralizes the chlorine before
you brew. So those filters do work, actually?
Oh, yes.
Carbon?
Yep.
Nice.
And from there, you look at your ingredient kit. Now, Siciliano's and other homebrew shops, they all sell kits where you have malt extract, which is the concentrated sugars from the malt that you can just add to water in the pot. Some steeping grains to give a little extra flavor and color to the beer, and your hops, and then you can add your yeast.
You know, I think you might agree or disagree, but this might be one of those things where having the professionals in your neighborhood or in your town that you can go to, in this case Siciliano's,
yep.
is really, this is one of those times when you might not be an online shopper, because you really want to be careful on your barley, your malts, yeasts, your product. You want to look your product over if you're buying it.
Yeah.
I suppose if you get into bigger systems, you can buy the big stainless stuff and whatever over
there. Oh, sure.
Internet,
but you know, having that initial contact with your local homebrew supply store mm-hmm. is the best way to get started because
right. there's experts there.
Yeah. They know how to brew. They can help you understand the kind of kit that you want to brew for your first batch. They can give you pointers on, you know, every step of the process. I get emails all the time, brewers asking, you know, hey, my fermentation seems to have stopped. What do I do? And unless, you know, you're there and able to really carry on a full conversation, it can be kind of hard to figure that out. But that's what the local homebrew supply shop can help you with.
Awesome. I don't mean to beat the water to death, but I think it's such a key to successful brewing as sure. I understand it. What about our well water guys, the ones where the sprinkler turns the side of the house orange when
okay.
it hits it because it's loaded with iron, or yeah. the one where your faucet sprayer calcifies because and starts spraying in all directions because there's too much calcium in the water? What do those guys do?
Okay, well, I'm glad you brought that up. Calcium and magnesium are what make water hard, and hard being, you know, being that scale that forms on your plumbing.
And I have calcium.
Yeah. Calcium and magnesium are good for brewing. They're very beneficial to the fermentation reactions, a lot of the biochemistry that goes on.
Okay, freeze frame. So I have a water softener.
Yeah.
And I have outdoor sprinklers that I did not put through the softener. If I was brewing, would I use the unconditioned water?
Yes.
Double as a shower for you, Bob.
Generally,
you stand out there with your bucket, and about every 3 seconds it goes by, or are you running back and forth chasing the sprinkler? Which way are you doing it?
Yeah, generally you want the unsoftened water, but the iron is the big differentiator here. Iron in beer tastes horrible.
Yeah.
It has a blood-like flavor. Then you can taste it in the water. And basically, if your water doesn't taste good, the beer won't taste good. You need to get the chlorine out, which is something you really don't taste too much, although it can taste like a swimming pool. But the iron, any small part of iron that you can taste, you're going to taste that in your beer.
I bought my property because my water tastes so good.
Good.
But there's calcium.
Calcium
so
is no problem.
That's not going to hurt it.
Not a problem at all. You
so
want
use
that.
Use the water pre-water softener. Then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
If you get too much sodium in the water as from a water softener, the beer can take on a metallic taste.
So this book I'm holding in my hand, it is monster. It's How to Brew. Everything you need to know to brew great beer every time. I definitely want to buy one of these because I think this would be good to read a few times in advance. I knew it would work.
Pandering.
I think it would be good to read a few times in advance of even starting brewing. This should
yes
be the
no.
first thing you buy.
Yes.
So that you can at least go through it and get a basic understanding before you try your first
yeah.
brew.
Well, chapter one is designed to walk you through the brewing process. Boiling the wort, adding your hops, cooling the wort, adding your yeast, fermentation. It walks you through that first batch.
What's a wort?
The wort is the term that we use for the sugar water, the barley sugar water.
Okay.
That you're going to ferment. We call that the wort. It's a German word. And then the later chapters get into each of the all the details of the brewing process. So I've set it up. So that, you know, you can ease into it, read chapter one, brew that first batch, kind of get familiar with what's going on, and then you can start digging into important topics like sanitation, yeast management, pitching rates, different types of yeast, all the different, there's
wet hopping, dry
yeah.
hopping.
Oh, yeah, all yeah. those things. All that's covered in the book.
Aromatics.
Yeah.
yeah. Cool. It's a big book, and it's beautiful. The cover makes me want to start brewing today.
It's
if I didn't
a lot
have
fun.
A house project on my hands, I might.
Right. Well, that's you know, is this a seasonal thing? I was just about to say,
right.
well, you know what? The winter's coming up, Bob. You'll be shut in with the Michigan winter. Maybe that's a great time to brew, but it's a year-round thing, isn't it?
It is. But you do need cool fermentation temperatures, and fermentation is a very significant part of the process. We probably should talk a little bit more about that later.
Well, coming up. We're going to ferment. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Yeah, she was sipping on Southern and singing Marshall Tucker. We were sweetheart of summer. She had